Well, decided to have a look at a book this week to make supper out of called Stew, and it's by Genevieve Taylor, and it's 100 splendidly simple recipes. Now, stew, oh, they're so popular and they're so easy, and what could be better than putting a stew into the oven, going out and doing your daily routine and coming home to something that's already ready. So here we are. I decided I would try one of her stews. Which one though? I've had a look through these recipes and to be fair, they all look delicious. The photographs are quite clean looking. Persian chicken with walnuts and pomegranate. It's colourful, it's beautiful. The way the recipes are laid out is quite simple in this, because you've got your ingredients in bold on the left-hand side and your instructions on your right-hand side. And she's given a little introduction to each recipe. And the sign of a great recipe book for me is really, as I open it and I'm flicking through it, do I actually want to cook any of it? Some recipe books you just kind of think, well, you know what? It's nice to read in bed, but I'm never going to actually get in the kitchen. Whereas this book Genevieve has written, there's at least 4 or 5 in here that I think, oh, that looks rather nice. The one I've actually settled on, if I can come back to it, is a chicken recipe. It's cardamom and black pepper chicken. I don't actually have any black pepper in the house, so I'm going to improvise. I do have pink peppercorns, so I don't think it's going to make that much difference. I think pink is quite pretty. Probably a little bit milder than black peppercorns. And I think, to be fair, I've tweeted over to Genevieve and said and asked her, does she think that pink peppercorns would be okay? And she said yes. And with any recipe, sometimes it's about being a little bit innovative and seeing what you actually have in the house at that moment in time. So I'm not going to go shopping, especially for these peppercorns. I'm going to start too on peeling this garlic. And just, here we are, I'm just breaking up the garlic. And I've put these, and as I'm talking, I've been peeling things, and I've put these into the blender, and I'm just going to blend those now. Isabel, do you want to stir this in?
Yeah!
Come on then.
But then you make down some onions on the top and I put some pepper.
The garlic. Okay?
The garlic.
Yeah. Right, here we are. I'm going to pour this in here. This is actually your marinades, this chicken. There we go. Pour that in. That's it. Now stir that in for me, Isabel. What do you think? How does it smell, Izzy?
Lovely.
You like the smell, do you?
Yeah.
Well, you're doing a brilliant job here. You've just got to, in fact, I'm using a spoon, a wooden spoon, and I'm just stirring that into the chicken. You can hear that. You're doing a very good job. And that's got to stay there for about 3 or 4 hours. So we'll come back to it.
This is going to be fabulous.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be fabulous as well.
And yummy.
Chicken's come out from being marinated and it smells just full of garlic and ginger, and it smells very fresh and fragrant. Now I'm just here, just put the heat up on the pan and to add the oil in, and then I've got to put the spices in. And I think the reason for putting the spices into this hot pan is to release the essential oils. Because if you're going to use spices in cooking, by heating up the spice not very long on a hot pan for about 30 seconds, you're going to release all those beautiful oils into the meal, and the flavours will become more intense. So that's what I'm just about to do here. Actually tipping this into the pan. Can you hear that sizzling away? And the smell's being released. I can smell. Oh, there's cumin seeds, cardamom, coriander seeds. And that's quite a smell thing. Smoking just slightly, which I'm not too worried about. And I'm just literally, it smells. Excuse me. Those spices are getting right into my lungs there. However, I'm trying not to choke, having breathed in a good lung full of those spices. I think it's possibly the cayenne pepper that's got into the back of my throat slightly, but saying that, this is coming together beautifully. You can see that the garlic and the ginger have got right into that meat. It's going to taste absolutely fabulous. I can, in fact, the recipe isn't even finished and I can't wait to eat it. So I'm going to keep moving that about the pan. Well, this has been stir frying for a couple of minutes. Just brown those off, and I'm just going to add just over a pint of water in here. Perfect. And there we go. Oh, that's a little bit better. So, the instruction here is to cover with a lid and cook gently for about 1.25 hours, by which time the chicken should be very tender. I don't doubt it. It's been marinating. It's fantastic. We'll come back to it in 1.25 hours. Well, you can hear from that the stew has finished. And I'm just stirring in now some yogurt. And it's just, it's quite a low-fat dish, actually. It smells delicious. And I can even tell you that the cat's wandered in and he's smelling it. So it's a fabulous dish. Quite simple, very tasty, flavoursome. And I'm just going to put this onto a bed of rice. And just as a little improvement, I'm just going to squeeze some lemon juice over that, because I particularly like lemon juice. I'm going to scatter a few herbs over the top. And that's supper. So straightforward, easy. And will I be making it again? Well, yes. I think this one will be added to the good meals to make during the week. Perfect.